Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today on Men in Charge, in briefs, manly pedicures. Tony, not manny pedicures.
I don't know about you, Kevin, but I've never had a pedicure because I am too anxious about my masculinity. So anything to suggest that I'm doughy and soft, I flee. So I imagined pedicures should be manly.
And I don't like someone seeing to my every need, so I don't go either.
But remember, folks, each of these episodes has an implicit question that serves as a premise. So write down your question and mail it in so that you are in the running for a valuable prize.
On a dark street in Lower Heights in the middle of the day, Old Man Fester approaches a nearly shuttered shop with a dangling sign saying, Big Nell's Manly Petty.
Hello, I'm Mr. Fester. I have these coupons for a free pedicure from my mail carrier, Norma. I think she likes me. I always lie in wait for her when she delivers my mail promptly at 11:01, which, ironically, is right now. We chat for a bit and...
That's not ironic. It's coincidence. Or maybe it was deliberate if this is an example of one of your chats. Now sit down in that bark-a-lounger. Just brush off the kitty litter.
I see you're wearing a Big Nell name tag. Is Big Nell your real name?
Maybe reality is too subjective a concept to chat about. Now, sit down already. Let's get this over with.
Not so fast. I need more information. What does the term mani-pedi actually mean?
Petty is pedicure. And here at my shop, it's not mani, but manly. So you're here for a manly pedicure.
What makes it manly? No toenail polish?
Of course there's toenail polish. This is a respectable joint.
My choice of colors.
Your choice of dark brown. It hides mistakes.
You have a lot of kitty litter scattered about, but where's your cat?
No cat. The kitty litter's just to soak up seat odors.
There's rather more duct tape covering this bark-a-lounger than I'm used to sitting on.
What? You'd prefer sitting on something all ripped up? Now sit down already.
Those knives look very sharp. Are you sure you need knives?
Of course I need knives. You have toenails, right? Now take off your socks and stick your feet in the bucket.
I'd kind of prefer to keep my socks on. My feet are, you know...
Smelly? I don't have to see them to know that.
I'm just a little sensitive about...
Socks. Off. Remember, I'm the one with the knives.
Oh, all right. Wait, what are you doing? Kitty litter in my socks will chafe something awful.
You can shake most of it out before you go. Now, into the bucket with those so-called feet of yours.
Ow! That burns!
There's hardly any lye at all in that solution. So quit complaining. And the burning sensation means the deep clean is working.
That's it. I'm leaving.
I don't think so. Guards!
Guards? How does a shop this small and shabby afford guards?
That's all the time we have now for Old Man Fester Gets a Manly Pedicure. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Big Nell hiss into Old Man Fester's ear.
Now, what does this coupon say? It says Manly Pedicure. You can't disobey a coupon.
Well, Tony, we put the call out. What did we get?
Eleanor Menthol of Laramie, Wyoming asks, Where am I and how did I get here?
I think she's Admiral Stockdale.
So unfairly treated.
Yes, but we're going to also unfairly treat this listener, leave her wondering both where she is and if her question is right.
So we're not sure if you're getting a valuable prize. But people who also don't know where they are our cast. Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Greg Smith, and Nancy Roth. This episode was written by Tony Flynn. We also need to thank the only man who really knows his way around lozenges, Brian Lindsay.